Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Purva Mimamsa, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. ఓం వాసుదేవం రమాకాంతం నత్వా లౌగాక్షి భాస్కరః కురుతే జైమినినయే ప్రవేశాయార్థ సంగ్రహం. సో వీసా, దేర్ ఆర్ టూ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ బాధక, నెగేషన్స్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ టూ కైండ్స్. ఇన్ నంజ దేర్ ఆర్ టూ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ నెగేషన్. వన్ ఇస్ ఉపక్రమ, ది అదర్ ఇస్ వికల్ప ప్రసక్తి. నౌ in this upakrama we have to take to this paryudasa, we have to surrender to this paryudasa. Paryudasa is a method of accepting that which you want to take, the meaning which you want to take there. In a place where it's contradictory, you take derive a meaning which is suitable, more suitable, more apt there in that context. Okay, tatha hi vrata shabdasya kartavya te. We already saw this tasya vratam is the to do's of the snataka, of the person who has finished his studies. Now in that there is a jarring statement which says not to do. If you say to do, to do, to do and not to do, then there is a contradiction. So we have to understand what this meaning, otherwise what will happen is there will be a disturbance in the vakya. Eka vakyata dosha, eka vakyata will not be there, so that kind of dosha will be there. We have to have ekata, eka vakyata bhanga dosha, we call that. We have to have eka vakyata, the sentence should give a similar meaning in a similar topic. A statement which is there should have to relate with the other meaning, other sentence of the same paragraph. Otherwise, there is a disturbance in the meaning which it has to project, which it has to give us. So, how do you understand here? Vrata shabdasya kartavyarthe rudatvat tasya vratam ityatra snatakasya vratanam kartavyatvena upakramat. So this upakrama here, how does it start? Vrata shabdasya, vrata means you have to do, to do. To whom is it said? Rudatvat. In this it is a ruda, it is always established. Vrata means to do, that's the meaning, direct meaning of the word. So vratam itya tasya vratam ityatra snatakasya vratanam kartavyatvena upakramat. And tasya vratam means the place where it gives the knowledge of for the snataka who has studied his Veda, swadhyayo adhyetavya, according to that he has studied his Veda, now he is ready to go back to grihastashrama. To him we are giving this convocatory address, we are giving his this knowledge of how to behave, how, what to do, what to not, what to do in the world. So among them, kartavyatvena upakrama, you have to do, that is what is the upadesha there. That is how it starts. Kim tat kartavyam ityakankshayam, what should I do? When you ask, they say different things. Among them, nekshetha udyantam ityadina kartavyartha eva pratipadaniyah. So nekshenta udyantamadityam nastamyantam tadachana. In this way you have to, that is this statement. Don't see the sunrise. Now it should be done. In that angle you have to take. In that meaning you have to take. You have to do not seeing the sunrise. So kartavyartha eva pratipadaniyah. Anyatha, otherwise what you want, if I take it in different meaning. Not to do, in that meaning if I take, then purva uttara vakya yoho eka vakyattam na syat. The first line of the sentence and the second line of the sentence, the first stand and the second stand of the sentence will not be complementary, it will be contradictory. You should not allow the sentence to be contradictory. Each sentence you speak, should you speak, or the Vedas speaks, on a particular topic should be complementary. One line you say something, the other line you say opposite, something different, then it is contradictory. It will not give you the right, give the person who listens to it the right meaning. It's only from a confused mind contradictory statements can arise, not from Vedas, because it is apaurushaya. So there is no mind. Mind only has problems. Contradictions comes only from the mind, because there are always choices. Is it this? Is it thus? Is it this? Is it that? So there is choice always. So there is contradiction always. But Veda is not Paurusheya. It is not written by Purusha. Therefore, there is no mind. Since there is no mind, there can be no contradiction. That is the knowledge. Therefore, tathacha nanjartena na pratyartha anvayaha kartavyartha anavabodhat. Therefore, nanjartha cannot relate with the pratyartha. Bhaksha na bhakshayet. There, the takara ita, with that, the pratyaya, the prefix, the suffix with it, you related the nanj. Not to do bhakshana. In that way, the opposite meaning. Here, that meaning is not, because nanj normally gives the opposite of whatever it denotes. Now, here it is not taken. Vidyartha pravartana virodhi nirvartanaya eva tadrisha nanya bodhanat tasyasya kartavya arthatva abhavat. Because what this statement says is vidhi. What is vidhi? To do. Now, vidhi is to do. Nisheta is to remove you from doing it. To protect you from doing it. So, that cannot be. Non-performance cannot be a vidhi. To perform, to do can be a vidhi. You can have an injunction of performing something, to perform something. But order can be to perform something. For not performing, there cannot be any order. Therefore, tasnad nekshata ityatra nanya dhatvartha virodhini ikshana sankalpa eva lakshanaya pratipadyate tasya kartavyatva sambhavat. Therefore, na ikshata, here you have to, instead of relating the nanj compound with the negative compound with the suffix, you have to relate it with the dhatu, the meaning of the dhatu, root word. Because performance and non-performance can be there in the dhatu, not in the, can be in the root word, not in the pratyaya, in the prefix. So, tasya kartavyatva sambhavat, it can be done. Therefore, that is where you take it. And paridasa bhakshe nekshata ityasya vakyarthaha. So, paridasa, when you take this paridasa, nekshata, what is that? What does that mean? He explains that. Aditya Vishayaka Anikshana Sankalpena Bhavyediti Vakyaka. This is how the Purvimamsakas understand. What is the bhavana which you will gain from that? This is the Shabdi bhavana which you will gain from that. Aditya Vishayaka. That subject matter which is Aditya, that is which is the object of this text. Vishayaka Anikshana Sankalpena. Non-seeing of it, non-seeing of that is the sankalpa you have to, is the idea you have to hold on to. That is the idea, bhavana here you have to perform. Tatra bhavyakankshayam etavata hena sa vimukto bhavati iti vakya shesha avakataha papakshiyo bhavyataya anveti. So, kim bhavayet, kena bhavayet, katham bhavayet. These are three akanshas, expectancy in the bhavana. Kim bhavayet, what is that I should do, bhavana of the result, sadhya. Kena bhavayet, sadhana. Katham bhavayet, the means. Now, I am asked to do something. Kim and kena are, katham and the kena are performed. I have to do sankalpa of not seeing the sun. This is what I have to do. Okay, fine. But what is the result? The result is not given. Prayojana manudishya namandopi parvartate. Without the result, no idiot will perform anything. So, now, for not seeing what is the result I will gain, what is the phala I will gain. For that he says, bhavyakanchayam yetavata ha enasa vimukto bhavati. Through this, by performing this, by not seeing the sun, arise or set or inside the in the clouds or in when it is in between clouds or when it is in water, the reflection, these kind of things you should not see. Through, if you do that, henasa, henasa means from the henas means papa, sins. From the sins, divutto bhavati, he is relieved of the sins. If he performs this religiously, he is relieved of the sins. That is the result. Papa kshayo bhavyatvena anveti. That is the bhavana result. You have to do bhavana of. Evam cha purvatrayoho ekavakyatvam nirvahati eva. If you understand like this, then the purvakya to do and to do here will be adjusted. Otherwise, there will be a jarring statement, not to do, in between to do's. So, that is wrong. Nachatra, dhatvartha virodhinaha, padarthantrasyapi, sambhavat, katham anikshana sankalpasyev bhavana anvaya iti vachyam, tasya kartavyata bhavena prakrte bhavana anvaya ayogyatvat. So, nachatra, dhatvartha virodhinaha. Here, dhatvarthas virodhi, the meaning of the root word, whatever it is, it's opposite. Padartha, padartha antarasya pi. Some other different padartha. Sambhavat can be, some other different meaning can be here. It's possible here. Therefore, katham aniksha sankalpa seva bhavana anvayaha. How do you say, not seeing is the bhavana you have to perform? If you ask, iti vacham, don't ask this. Because, tasya kartavita abhavena. Because, whatever other meaning it can give, it cannot be done. Whatever the Shruti says, it has to be performed. Only in performance, it has tatparya, it has its idea. So, prakrite bhavana anvaya ayogyatvat, in the bhavana, and the bhavana, in the bhavana also it will not fit. If you take different meaning in the bhavana, what will you do? Bhavana. How will you understand the shabdi bhavana? There will be no possibility of understanding it through shabdi bhavana. Therefore, dvitiyam yajatishu yajamaham karoti nanu yaji ityadavatra vikalpa prasaktau cha paridasa ashrenat. So, yajatishu yajamaham karoti na anu yajeshu. In this place, there is this statement which says, yajatishu, in the yajati, in the yaga, he has to perform yajamahi, this mantra, he has to use this mantra, yajamaham. This mantra he has to use in the yaga. Na anuyajeshu. In the anuyagas, in the subsidiary yagas, he should not use this mantra. Ishuti says, yajatishu ye yajamaham karoti. He has to perform only in the yaga, main yaga, not in the subsidiary yagas. This mantra should not be used. Na anuyajeshu, not in the anuyagas. Now here also there is a possibility. See, there is a vikalpa. Vikalpa means choice. Virihi vir yajeta yavairva. There is a choice here. You can perform it with virihi or with yava. There are two states. Virihi vir yajeta yavairva. There are two statements in the shruti. You perform this yaga with wheat or with maize. Whichever. Now, if I take wheat and give up maize, then I am giving up one statement of shruti. If I take maize, if I accept maize as the dravya and give up wheat, then I am giving up another statement. So, one becomes pramana, the other becomes brahma. Confused statement, therefore that becomes apramana. If it is apramana, then the shruti, one part of shruti is apramana, therefore the other part of shruti is also apramana. Like that, the logic will come. So, you have to take through this vikalpa. You have to say, here, it is a vikalpa, it is a choice. Like there is another statement, udite juhoti, anudite juhoti. You do this homa before sunrise or after sunrise. When should I do? Therefore, in these vikalpas, I take, if you do with vyava, you have this result. If you do with vrihi, then you will have another result. Some kind of adjustment there you have to do. With this paryudasa. Vikalpa prasaktaucha paridasa. In the vikalpa, when there is a possibility of vikalpa, you will hear in the yajamaha. In yaga, I have to use this yajamahi. This mantra. In anuyaja, okay, if you want, you use. If you don't want, you can leave it. I can take it as choice. But if I take as choice, then I am not accepting the direct statement from the Shruti. There is this direct meaning which I derive from this Shruti, which is do not perform in the Anuyaga, but I am accepting it. I am negating it. Therefore, there is a contradiction. Because whenever Raga Praptasya Shastra Badaha, whenever there is a karma which is born out of desire, then Shastra, if there is contradiction with it in the Shastra, then Shastra will definitely negate that. Shastra is the powerful pramana there between the Ragata Prapta and Shastra Prapta. Like this Badha is only for negation. This is the order, this is the rule you have to understand, this is thumb rule. And when it is in the Shastra itself, there is a Vidhi and there is a Nishedha in this Shastra itself. This is second type of Badha. First Badha, Ragata Prapta, worldly desire, and Shastra Prapta, whatever injunction in Shastra. Shastra is the powerful statement. You have to negate the Ragata Prapta with Shastra Prapta. Now, in the Shastra itself, there are two statements. One says do, one says not to do. Now, what will I do here? There is a contradiction in Shastra itself. Now, here in this place, Vikalpa, choice is the only way you can escape this contradiction. So, I do this, I will gain that result. I do this, I will gain this result. So, there is a choice. That is the only way you can escape that contradiction. So, worldly, you have to surrender to Shastra. In Shastra, you can take it as choice. So, here he says, when there is a choice possible, if I take this choice here, if I take this Yajamahe in the Yaga and Anuyaga, yes, and or in that way as a choice, then there I am not accepting one part of Shastra which negates it. Therefore, I have to take Paryudasa, meaning it means do not do in the Anuyaga. Do not perform this mantra in the Anuyaga. That is the meaning. I am directly relating it to, because Paryudasa means relating it with the Dhatu Artha, the root meaning. Paryudasa means relating it with the root meaning. That is the understanding you should have. So, Vikalpa Prasakto Paryudasa Ashrayam. So, he said, Vikalpa Prasakto Cha Paryudasa Ashrayam. Here he is explaining that. Tathahi, yadi atra vakye nanjarthena pratyartha anvayaha syat, tata anuyajeshu ye yajamaham iti mantrasya pratishedha syat. Anuyajeshu ye yajamaham na kuryaditi. Sacha pratipuruka eva praptasyeva pratishedhat. So whatever I have explained, that is what is going to be explained here. So we'll see it again. Tatha hi, like how yadi atra vakye nanjarthena pratyartha anvayaha. If I relate the nanj, the negative compound with the prefix ta, then what happens? Tada anuyajeshu yejamahi iti mantrasya pratishedha syat. In the anuyaja, this mantra, in the anuyaga, in the subsidiary yaga, this mantra is negated. Okay. Anuyajeshu yejamaham na kuryat. In the anuyaga, what is the shabdi bhavana? In the anuyaga, one should not use this mantra. That is the shabdi bhava. Okay. Such a prapti purvaka eva, that is already attained. Praptasyeva pratishedha. And because if it is not said, I am going to accept it. And I am going to perform that. Now it is negated. See, whatever you are negating, this is the rule. Whatever you are negating, it is already there. That is why we don't negate. So what if you negate something, there is nothing, there is no God. If you negate, then you accept the existence of God. You say there is no Jagat, then you accept something as Jagat. Because when can you negate? Negation can be there only on something which exists. Negation presupposes some existence somewhere. You don't accept Jagat, okay, fine. Here, in this place, but there is Jagat somewhere else. Possibility. So, you negate only that which you accept. Negation presupposes an acceptance. So, that is what he says. Praptasyeva pratishedhat. Only that is I accepted only that you are able, you will be able to negate such a prapti purke. Prapti, what is prapti? What is attained here? What is available here in this shruti? Yajatishu, ye jamaham karoti iti shastra devachya. Yajatishu in the yaga, who performs this mantra with this mantra? Shastra itself says this. Shastra praptasya pratishedha, pratishedhe vikalpeva natu badha. When there is a negation of whatever is attained in the shastra, then only there is only possibility which is vikalpa, choice. It is not badha, it is not negation, outright negation. When there is a shastric statement which is accepting something and there is a shastric statement which is negating that accepting, then it is only vikalpa, choice. You do it that way or you do it that way. But don't negate. There is no negation possible, because if you negate one statement or other, you are making the other statement invalid. So that is what he is going to say.